Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Wednesday, December 16th, 2020. Stand up for your country. So only 15 more days left of the year 2020. One of the most horrible years in U.S. history. The worst year since 1929 when the whole financial world collapsed. 2020 has been a very bad year. The pandemic, of course, the election, and all the charges of fraud, all the allegations, and then the division of the country. So I talked about this today with Hannity on his radio program. I think it's worth listening to. We'll post it on BillO'Reilly.com. It's up there now. And I said the thing that's so bad about the year 2020 is that we're at each other's throats. The country is divided. I'm going to get into that a little tonight, why we're so divided. But boy, and I'm sure you will be too, happy to see 2020 out of here. Okay, let's begin with the election. And the reason that I'm still on it is because there are a lot of unanswered questions that need to be answered. They really need to be answered for America's future. So there's a McLaughlin report, and it's a pretty good polling outfit. They don't do a lot. Democrat 37, Republican 36. That's fair. Wow, a fair polling outfit. And they polled 1,000 likely voters. First question, do you believe there was election and voter fraud in the presidential vote? Yes, 46. No, 45. Not sure, 9. Yeah, more people in America think there was some election fraud. Now, that is a very telling, if it's true, and I think it is. Second question. By party, was there fraud in the presidential election? Republicans, 75%. So no to Joe Biden. You want to bring the country together, you got to deal with this. All right, Democrats, 22%. Independents, 41% of the independents say they think there was fraud. Other findings, 80% of Trump voters say there was fraud. 80% of those who pull the lever, so 74 million voted for him. That's about 60 million people think there was fraud. There's a lot of people. 16% of Biden voters say there was fraud. But even if you don't believe there was fraud, shouldn't you want to know? Isn't that what's best for the country? And the only way you're going to know is that the special counsel takes a look at it. Independent counsel. Come on, President-elect Biden, huh? Okay. Now, I got a letter. It said, what countries ban mail-in ballots? Now, we did this report, I think in September, because there was a study published on August 3rd of this year. Studies from the Crime Prevention Research Center. And it went over how nations vote. And this was the stat that really struck me. So, you know, the European Union, all right, 27 mostly liberal countries. 63% of those countries in the EU ban mail-in voting, okay, unless you are living abroad. Then that's an absentee. But mail-in voting in 63% of the EU countries, no good. Don't let you do it. Japan, nope. No mail-ins. France, nope. Because there was so much cheating in certain areas of France, like Corsica, in 1975, they outlawed mail-in voting in France. Brazil, nope. And you got to have a voter ID. Mexico, same thing. No mail-ins, voter ID. So it's not a crazy suggestion that the United States government pass a fair election standards law that says whatever the House and Senate wanted to say. And the states have to adopt the national standard. I always use example because I'm a simple man and this is a simple example. State of California wants to drop the voting age to 12 and don't put it past them in Sacramento to do that. Federal government's got to step in. And now, with most of the country believing there was fraud in the election, we need to address this. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to ArcSeedKits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code PODCAST. That's ARKSeedKits.com, promo code PODCAST. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. ArcSeedKits.com.
So let's go to Georgia. So now Joe Biden was down there campaigning. Very few people showed up to hear Joe. And look, it was the same thing. Donald Trump got big crowds in Georgia and everywhere else. Joe Biden doesn't get anybody. But then Joe Biden gets 80 million votes. And he did get, you know, I do believe there was fraud, but I believe that Joe Biden won the popular vote. Hillary Clinton won it 4 years ago. I believe Biden won the popular vote just because I know California. Okay, and it was 65-35 there, favor Biden. So he won the popular vote. I know it. But the rallies, I mean, when Trump shows up, you get thousands of people. And when Joe shows up, maybe a couple of people say, you give me free pizza? Do I get that when I go? But anyway, Joe addressed the senatorial race, which is vital for the country. We all know that. I don't have to go over it again. In Georgia, the vote is January 5th. Biden was there yesterday. Roll the tape.
Texas and others, we're trying to wipe out every single one of the almost 5 million votes you had cast here in Georgia in November. Your two Republican senators, they stood by. In fact, your two Republican senators fully embraced what Texans were telling the Supreme Court. They fully embraced nullifying nearly 5 million Georgia votes. You might want to remember that come January 5th. Now, I'll try to be generous here in the spirit of the season. Maybe your senators were just confused.
Okay. Standard, you know, he wants the Democrats to be elected in Georgia so he can get some Democratic stuff through the Senate. And, of course, Republicans don't. Now, we went over Warnock. He's running against Loeffler yesterday. I mean, Warnock is a radical leftist. Okay, radical leftists are allowed to, he got the nomination somehow. But if you think that he's moderate in any way, you're wrong. And the same thing goes with Ossoff, right? He's the other Democrat running. Ossoff is a big let everybody into the country, open borders guy, a big amnesty for everybody who's here illegally guy. This is what he said this week. Go.
When federal agents arrive at one of these farms, it should be to make sure people are being paid the minimum wage, working in humane conditions. We should have gratitude for those who keep us fed, who toil in the fields, and show humanity and compassion for those who are a part of our society but living in the shadows.
Okay, so again, Ossoff wants open borders. You know, he said, if anybody comes to America saying they don't have freedom of religion, we should let them in immediately. Well, everybody will do that. Everybody will do it. All right, and he wants amnesty for everybody. I don't even think he'd stop convicted criminals. So you got Warnock, who is telling you that Louis Farrakhan's operation is good. You got Ossoff, who wants open borders and, us to give undocumented people everything. All right, Georgia, I mean, look, it's up to you. Okay, it's up to you. I mean, Perdue and Loeffler may not be the greatest candidates in the world, but they're not going to blow up the country. Warnock and Ossoff would.
Roll the spot, and we'll be right back.
Hey, guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Okay, now, Gail on a message board. Why would President Trump attend the inauguration? He would be giving validation to the election that was rigged. I hope he throws a rally to thank his voters the same day at the same time. I don't think that would be classy to do that. I don't think it would help Donald Trump. With all due respect, Gail. I don't think he's going to go to the inauguration. I don't blame him. But I wouldn't throw a rally. Martha, I don't believe that our President Trump should go to the inauguration of a fraudulent president. The left has humiliated him and abused him and his family for 4 years. Janet, Biden, of course, doesn't want an honest investigation of the election because he knows he stole the election. Biden didn't steal anything. He didn't even know what was going on. He was in his basement. If you think Joe Biden orchestrated all of this fraud in Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin and Georgia and Nevada, you're wrong. He didn't. This was done by the party. Biden, believe me. Okay, Christmas store, you got to go there. All right? And it's kind of getting to be last call. So we got 10 days. We can get you the stuff. Killing Crazy Horse, if you buy it, we're giving you a free Merry Christmas ornament. This is the greatest deal. You'll love the book. You'll like the ornament. You might even love both. Okay, so we got the baseball cap. Great stocking stuffer. Stand up for your country. This slogan is timeless. Baseball cap, you know, for a casual gift for somebody you just want to reward for maybe something they've done for you. And then we have all of my books. But the easiest, best thing is premium and concierge memberships, because that's instant. You get it instantly. And you get free books. You give premium and concierge memberships, we give you free books. All right, so that's it for the No Spin News for this evening. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you tomorrow.